Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, listeners. This is Linda Redman with on Blog Talk Radio. You can find the station by blogtalkradio.com/eco-peace, ECO-peace. So thanks for tuning in, and shout out to anybody listening. There's a good possibility at least two friends in Alaska might listen. If I give a link to Uganda, I can get some listeners down there. I also have some links sometimes I put on Facebook on Eco Peace Vision site. I could also put it on / Skojahev, which stands for Structure Cultures of, what is it, Joy Health. Skojahev, Joy Health Ecology and Virtue, Cultures of Peace on Facebook. Well, I don't have a lot of time. I tried again to get Skype. I understood I could use the Skype microphone for free, but it just wasn't connecting yet. So I need to try to work that out in between shows, not right before the show. But anyway, I just want to charge into this first story that I wanted to tell you related to how some people don't really have personal experiences with God, the Holy Spirit, or Jesus. And I didn't have the personal experiences I had until starting in 2014. And that initiated when I helped out a person who turned out to be really connected to God. And so as we do, really good acts of service, that can be a way to connect. Okay, so related to the Holy Spirit, finally, I've sometimes had different people help me to clean. That's not one of my strong points, organizing. It's hard for me sometimes. And I realize it has to get anxiety around it. So part of connecting with the Holy Spirit, which I believe really we can think of as, or I'm starting to think of now as the Spirit of God, which differentiates, and it's a little different when it hits women in the physical realm or men in the physical realm. So some people, this book I'm reading called, The God, it is God I Never Knew by Robert Morris. He talks about, he considers the Holy Spirit when he actually hears, like he'll hear in a sentence, go talk to that person. This thing is going on with them. And he's been able to be a lot of service as a minister with this connection that he has. Well, supposedly women can hear in their own voices, the female voice, if they connect with the Holy Spirit and hear, like sentence like that. And not everyone can, and it's probably not meant for everyone. We need to pray for the gifts that we can handle. So so I don't have that particular gift. I barely got it once, a little bit, but and it had to do after a major spiritual clearing happened. And I was very calm at the time. So those things can help. But anyway, finally, I thought, okay, nobody is here to help me. I have trouble cleaning. So I'm just going to put it in God's hands. I want the Holy Spirit to help me. And if it doesn't get done, I'm putting it on God's shoulders, Well, the Holy Spirit helped, I felt, because I was able to, and I did have a calm about me, to clean one of the rooms in my house that I wanted to clean. And so I just wanted to share that as a testimonial related to cleaning. Earlier, I had asked Jesus, and I said the name Jesus three times, help me cleaning. And a little while later, it was several weeks later, I didn't get very far. I have 90 seconds left. I was a few weeks later, I was thinking, it doesn't look that much cleaner. But you know what happened in the meantime was a major spiritual clearing happened. Two neighbors found out that a unit that bordered mine had a like spiritual entity in it, and they had a major prayer and everything, and they didn't tell me when it was happening. So that's part of my story. Another time, story about Jesus is not only me, but several people have felt a pain in their side when we shouldn't be getting a pain. Like we're pretty healthy, we're not been exercising, and it's a hypothesis that that could be when Jesus is around. So anyway, I got a couple stories around that if anybody wants to ask. And you can call in. The guest call-in number is 515-605-9369. So, if people want to call in, I'll try to have the show again next week, the same time. Well, maybe 9 o'clock. Look for the time. It's around this time on Saturdays. Thanks. Thanks for listening, and have a nice week.